Chav Tes Amud Aleph, where it starts with Shachatu as a Tamid. Okay? All right, so again, guys, you got to follow every step here. So what happened? So they thought the sun had risen, right? But really the moon. The moon rose. They said, oh, look, it's light outside. The coin. They brought the Tamid and the Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah. And it sounds like, when is this taking place? On Yom Kippur. Okay. So one second. So the Gemara says, Amos.
Amos, Elim of Ashayim of Hashanah. It did say it's referring to the rest of the days of the year. That the Kohen goes down to Tova, right?
Right. No, meaning it's not Yom Kippur. Right. That's a funny way to phrase. It'd be a great grammar to define. It's not a second. It's an interesting question. It's not. I put that in the chat for a reason. We could. How about when we're done with Tosos, we come back to this, okay? So the Gemara is an interesting question. The Gemara wants to know, the Gemara is saying, how do you know this event in the Mishnah took place on Yom Kippur? Now, of course, I would say, of course it did, because it says Amalom Nuna in the actual Mishnah, but whatever. The Gemara says, now, why would the Gemara even have such a question? Well, you guys remember why? Why would the Gemara even have such a question whether this happened in Yom Kippur or not? When would you possibly see the moon rising in the sky at near dawn? At the end of a month. Not on the 10th of Tishrei, right? In other words, astronomically, it's absurd to say that this took place in Yom Kippur, right? Go on.
Okay.
Shalosh Shaga. The love coin gadol, right? Yeah. That can't be, because if it happened, let's say, if it happened on a non-Yom Kippur day, on a regular day, right? Well, the mission makes no sense about the coin gadol. Going to the, all the stuff about the coin gadol doesn't apply. Because who was doing the tamid? A regular coin, right? Yeah. Okay. Ella?
Ella, B'yom Kippur.
But if it's true, it's Yom Kippur.
Me'or halavana mi'ika.
Meaning what?
There isn't a me'or halavana. I mean, you're not going to see the moon rising.
Right. No, that's not going to happen. Okay? There's no way. It's never going to turn out that you're going to have a situation of the moon rising at such a time. Okay? As Masif, the guy, points out, V'arei likra sofa chodesh halavana tzomecha samach lalos ha-shachar. Lo b'shlish harishon shel chodesh. Right? When is the moon going to rise? Okay, like, what do you call it? At the end of the month. But not a third of the way through the month. That just doesn't happen. So this is a it's a great question, by the way. I'm sorry. I mean, it happens to be a great question. Like it's like the Gemara is like, what do we do with this? It sounds like either way you go, you're going to run into a serious problem. So what's the Gemara's answer? Okay, so it has to be Yom Kippur, right? It has to be. Why?
Because it said it shined like it. What would you say? Like it was light.
It means it's coming out. Like the light, it's lighting up, right? And then the Kohen Gadol went to the base of Tevila. So you have no choice but to say it happened in Yom Kippur. But then what do you do about the fact that the moon doesn't rise then?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good question. That's the hard question to answer. Okay?
Yeah.
Fine. So the Gemara says, keep going. Ooh, okay, so of course that's going to be our problem. So the Gemara says, not only is there an issue of shechting a korban at night, okay? But that would also include what else? Malika and Kamitza.
That makes sense.
Okay, good. Because
those are all the first of Sovoda.
Right. So we're going to call those, in other words, again, like I just rephrase that a little bit.
Sure.
In other words, we have something called Shchita as a category, right? And then Shchita has three unique expressions. Shchita, Malika, and Kamitza. You know what I mean,
yep.
Right? Okay. In other words, Shchita refers to a quasi-avoda, or the first step in the process. And it's got three unique expressions. So the Gemara is saying, we'd include these as well. So, but it sounds like, all right, again, it sounds like, Ela af malikas ofu kumitas mincha balaila tisarev, which sounds like, what's the source of the psul here that it was done at night?
Yeah.
All right? You're on board?
Yeah.
Good. Go.
Ela filo olas ha'of shenimlaka umincha shenikmitsa teitzei the base of sarifa.
Right. But again, there's a little bit of a gear set change there, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's fine. Okay.
Right.
Malika,
okay. So mashman d'mishuma d'na'asu balayla, it implies that because it was done at night, it needs to be burned.
Right. Everyone understand that? So why are these things a problem? Because they were done at night.
Yeah.
Okay. V'tema.
V'tema. Paper claiming shem did karvu called them the tamid shel shachar.
So what should you say instead?
You could learn it out from the fact that they were brought before the tamid shel shachar, which is a separate problem.
Right. So remember I told you guys before. Remember you guys asked a bunch of times about Lila. Now comes the convergence. Do you have a funny? Well, hold on. I know what's bothering you. Do you have a funny thing? Tosus is saying the Gemara seems to imply that Lila is the issue, right? But that's not what the issue is. The issue is kodem Kama Shel Shachar. But now Kabbal's going to ask.
This is the Kama Shel Shachar. What do you mean? It's.
No, but it was the wrong korban.
Yeah, I know, but
it's mitzah.
Fine, but I'm saying the point is that you can't do anything before the Tamei Shel Shachar.
Yeah, but right, but exactly.
In Tosus is Kasha. Tosus is saying, what do you mean? It's a din in Lila. So it sounds like what happens? Boker happens, right? And then what does Boker bring with it? The Tamei Shel Shachar. The Mechayev emerges from Boker. Right. Saying, if I never did a sugi before, take everything we did for the past like week and a half and ignore it, I would say, oh, you know what happens? So there's nighttime and there's morning time. The moment the sun comes up in the sky, my mechayev for korban tamei shachar comes to existence. So if I do any korbanos, right, at night, there's a problem. But what he's saying is, no, that's not what we learned before. What we learned before is that you just can't do anything before the tamei shel shachar. So I can't do a voda. What will be the problem here? The problem is doing something prior to tamei shel shachar. That would be the problem. But okay. Now, it happens to me, it is interesting that they do. Basically, I'm saying practically, not just relax. Conceptually, obviously not, but practically, well, what's the kedafka mina? You know what I mean? Like, it happens to be that before the Tamei Shel Shachar is always going to be when? Nighttime. Go.
Okay. The chen charkama de erovin.
No, before you go, the ksiv. Sorry. Mishun the carbon with Tamei Shel Shachar. Minayin? Because, Adar Minan? Okay, we know this, right? We all know this. We're very familiar with this, right?
Yeah.
Mirrors, yeah, good, thank you. It says Ha'olah, and Ha'olah teaches you nothing before the first korban, yeah. Right? Before the Tamei Shel Shachar. Okay, now. Okay, now again, methodology-wise, this is a classic maneuver Tosos does, right? It's important to pay attention to these kind of things. What Tosos does is he presents his question, and now he's going to bring in
and on a lot of other side questions,
but also buttress the question. Yeah. Okay, he's going to buttress the question now. But he's going to go down a different he's on the main highway. He's going to take like a quick exit and then reroute back on the main highway. Mm-hmm. All right. So he says, "V'chein parakama de Eruvin."
So shlamim that were shechted before the opening of the.
Doors
of the heichal, of the sanctuary, are puzzle. The shachatu, the entrance of the ohal moed.
Okay, stop. Very important. You must know this for this first section. You gotta get this etched into your head. So, what do we see? We see there's another halacha we didn't know about, right? Well, some of us, right? Turns out that you can't shecht. Now, again, listen to the language. You can't shecht a shlomim until the doors of the Heichal are wide open. Okay? Okay. That's one point. All right? And on top of that, this isn't like out of the blue thing. They darshan out from the Pasuk. Right? So it automatically tells us what? If they darshan out from the Pasuk, what are we going to have to do? Meaning, whatever we're going to explain, we have to.
New.
Right. We have to explain what this Pasuk's doing as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, Tosos quotes his Gemara from Erevin, which tells us that the opening of the doors to the Heichal is what allows us to go ahead and do a Shlamim. Okay? Also, it's interesting, too, that what's it focused on? What's it focused on? A Shlamim. That should strike you as interesting. Does it not? Now, Tosa says, Lama Likra? So you see how sneaks that in there, by the way? You see his little maneuver? All right, what's his question and what's he presupposing? What's his question? What do you need this pasuk for? I don't need the pasuk of Vishachatu Pesach Ol Moed. I don't need that. Rather, what?
I know it from.
Come on. Typically, the Konot Tamei Shachtan.
From the fact that the Tamei needs to be told them beforehand.
Well, the Kevan, the Lo Niftichu Dulaso Sahechal, and Kelo Nishkara Tamei. Right.
Or at the same time.
Okay, meaning what? Okay, so there's. A couple things in there. Let's get it all, stagger it out properly, okay? In other words, first of all, let's get the main point. The main point is that, what do you mean the Dlosos of the Heichal have nothing to do with my ability to do other korbanos of the day? What does allow me to do other korbanos of the day?
The Tamei
Shel Shachar. And we know that because, remember, I'm going to cheat. V'hiktir aleha chelvei ashlamim. Remember that one limud we had, right? That it's because of the Tamei Shel Shachar that now I can go ahead and engage in these other korbanos. So I don't care about the Dlosos of the Heichal, right? It's unnecessary. Everyone understand that? Okay, but of course, what's the other point? You guys were handy to it.
Since the Heichal wasn't open at that point, then you couldn't even shecht the Tamid.
Right, okay, that's also interesting. Now, keep that point in mind. It's like he pretended he didn't see the word Shlomim. He's like, it's not just by Shlomim, it's also by Ola, right? Meaning, what needs to be open before you do anything, so to speak, The Heichal, the doors of the Heichal. Now that's very nice, by the way. Remember how we had that idea? So you guys, it's harder because you're young, but you got to start putting the web together. Remember that nice idea we had by the menorah and how the avoda, the Heichal. Remember that? Oh. Think about it. That's gonna apply here. Okay.
Wait, which idea?
You'll see. I'll resurrect it. There was one idea. I'll resurrect the idea soon. Go on, Mo.
So even though by the Korban Tamid it does not state that the doors need to be open.
Right. Now this is where Birei Tosos is great, because he makes the point of saying Dikroze Bishlamim Ksiv. Because when it says Vishachotu Pesach Omoed in the Torah, this is why it helps, Mo. It's talking about. I understand, but it's talking about the Shlomim, right? So nonetheless, that doesn't.
We need to learn it out from Shlomim to transfer it over to the Korban Tamid, that it would also apply that you need the doors to be sua open before you can bring it.
Right. Okay. And not only that, we know as a raya, keep going, ukudisnan. It's an open in the Mishnah, but Tamid. I'm sorry, it's not Tamid, not Mishnah is Tamid. My bad. Sorry. It's a Parak Tamid. Right. So
one who shechs cannot shech until he hears the sound of the great.
Right. In other words, what Tosus is saying, not only could you derive it out, so to speak, logically from this, derive this out, but there's another Gemara that says that the guy would not shech the Korban Tamid until what? He heard the doors opening up. Well, you got to imagine there were very squeaky hinges on that door, right? Or it's like one of those like massive doors. You know the ones like from the movies that like, you know, like the king's door? Yeah. Okay. Just to make sure it's clear, what Tosos is saying is that, in other words, we have to take this as an axiom. I don't need a pasuk to tell me the doors have to be open for the Tamid. I don't need that. Okay? That's a good question how you learn it, but I don't care. I don't need that. Right? But so the pasuk's teaching me that I need the doors open for the shlomim. That's not true. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the doors have to be open for the shlomim. I know one thing for sure. The shlomim have to come after the Tamid because of ha'olah. That should be the primary limud. Right? Now, going back to what we're saying, what's Tosus's point here? You see another instance of what? In other words, the first question was Sul Laila versus before Tamas HaShachar. What's this?
There's a lot of Sulam as
Right. Yeah, in other words, it's like, let's just, I mean, it's not speculation, but understand his tone. What Tosus is saying is that, hey man, this whole business of before the Olah Tamid, like that's a very weak thing. This thing that you think is a very strong principle, this is the second instance that we see that it's not used. Why not? So now the immediate questions he's dealing with, we're not back on the highway yet. The immediate question he's dealing with is, well, what do I need the drasha of a shachot to pesach ol moed for? I don't need that. But you do need it. I'll tell you why. Go. Okay, so, of course, for that case, right? There you go. See? He laughed. Why, how come you're not laughing? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Was not funny the second time? I read it for also.
He laughed.
Oh, okay. All right. So this is the kind of thing that should make you cringe. The Tosus is like, no. I'll tell you why. And I was going to say that. In other words, Tosus is saying, what's his answer? Tosus is saying, I'll tell you what you need the pasuk for. Because you have the following scenario, right? Deutsch. Oh, you guys are both Kohanim. Good. So what happens? So John goes ahead and checks the Korban Tamid when the doors are hit. The doors of the Heichal are open. I'm sorry, Dovi, you're in charge of the doors.
Yeah.
You're shechting the Korban Tamid. Okay.
I don't know if we're allowed in the
now room. You open the door and you hear the. You're probably not. You are a mum. You hear the door open and what do? You shech the Korban Tamid and then because you're an idiot, you close the doors to the Heichal. Right. You close them. Now what do we do? Right. What a beautiful Havina Maskana, by the way. You should already be wanting to define this as a beautiful Havina Maskana, because you would have thought.
They opened the doors, brought the Tamid, then closed the doors.
Right. Now the question is, so what would you have thought? You would have thought, okay, since the doors were open at one point, bam, it's Koveya, right? Kamash Malan, no, you got to reopen them. So if Shachutu Pesach HaMoed, he's teaching you, you got to reopen the doors. Yeesh. Next. Okay. So it turns out, no. The Tosos rejects this. He says, come on, are you serious? It can't be that's the reason why I need the Pasuk. Rather, right, you like that, right? It can't be. Rather, what do you need the Pasuk for? No. You need the Pasuk to create a psul mishum shchita. What do you mean? Okay, you guys should all know about this, right? Okay, slowly now. So if you're going to tell me that it's because the psul is because of doing it for the tamid, but we know Ha'olah is only talking about what? Haktara. Don't you guys remember? Of course. Well, remember we split. We split up. What do? We split the Haktara from Shechita Zrika. One second. We split the Haktara, the burning of the Emurim, from the Shechita Zrika. So Tosos is saying is that all I know from Ha'olah is that I have to complete the burning of the Emurim of the Tamid prior to burning the Emurim of any other Korban. But that doesn't teach me that, let me finish my end. But that doesn't mean that would include Shechita and Zrika. Right? That wouldn't include Shechita and Zrika being done prior to the Tamid Shel Shachar. That wouldn't include that. So one more time. We established before. One second. Let me just get it out there and you can ask. We established prior to this, right? That when we learn Ha'olah, okay? What does Ha'olah teach you? It teaches you that you must complete, right? The burning of the fats of the Korban Tamid prior to the burning of the fats of any other Korban. But what I could have done is my Shechita Zrika, right, prior to the Tamid Shel Shachar. So meaning, what could I have done? I could have done my Korban Musaf Shechita Zrika first, then my Shechita Zrika of the Tamid, then I got to burn the Emurim of the Tamid, and then I can burn the Emurim of the Musaf. But one second. Go. Come on. You guys are doing good.
Bode, right onwards?
No, Ukudimukach. Tamen Nishkat, right? Right, it's only talking about Haktara, right?
Yeah.
Only about Haktara. So now, what is that? So therefore, what does that teach us? Oh, no, stop. So now let me just fill in one gap. So therefore, what? So what he's saying, I'm going to read the Beiri Tosos guy just to help us. He says, Ulkach Sarach es Apasuk v'shachatu Pesach Olamoid. Why? To teach you, k'nei lahoros sheshlamim sheshachdan kodam psichas lasos aheichal af she'in heim sulim mitam de hukaru kodam atamid mikol makom sulim heim mitam de kodam psichas lasos aheichal shachdan. If you want to understand what he's doing here, what he's doing is he's trying to take the principle of lasos aheichal and make it on par, right, with the principle of ha'olah. The other way of learning is like, you just need a limud to like kind of get you out of a jam. He doesn't like that. That's not a strong enough reason to have. Again, not defining it, but he wants a stronger reason. So this is a stronger reason. It's a big chiddush. Good. Everyone understand that? All right. We'll call that phase one. That's phase one. Now, all right. So far, so good. Let's do a little more. So again, one more time. So Tosos's next answer is as follows. Tosos is saying that I can answer everything, right, under one condition. Got to juggle all the variables here, right? So Ha'olah teaches you lemitzvah. So now I need the other two principles to teach me psul. So like this, just because we know Ha'olah doesn't teach, and it's basically by saying Ha'olah teaches us mitzvah, it's really teaching us, in a sense, nothing substantial, right? It won't tell us anything about doing a shlamim prior to it.
Yeah, it'll say
lemitzvah. That's it, but that's not enough. In other words, Tosus is trying to, but we know these principles exist. So what are they there for? So they're there for to teach you that if the Heichal doors aren't open, the Shlomo's puzzle. And also that if I go ahead and do Malika at night, right, it's puzzle as well. All right?
Oh, so the doors are for the...
Tosus says, V'ha... Haheichal. One second. Let me just read the Beirut Tosos Talmud. Now, the after below the pasina mishmaita didan ola saov shenimelka mincha shenikon sabalayla mishum dahave kodem sichas lasos haheichal the yifsalu mikra v'shachatu pesach lamoid umadua tzarich lomar the psulim mishum shenasu balayla. But that's not going to work. Tries to rescue the reed. He says no. The yesh lomar. Okay, so here's a little wrinkle here. Not a nice havmina, right? That's why you were right what you said before, but Tosos is going to separate this out. No. Vishachatu teaches you
just
Shechita, right? The Maliko Kamitsa Lo. So you need what? You need Lila to teach you Kamitsa and what do you call it? And Malika.
No,
you wouldn't learn that out. You wouldn't learn that out from Shechita because it says Vishachatu. Now I know I biased you guys, but for a good reason, right? And as I said, you should think of Shechita as being category, and then Shchita Malika Kmitza. But what Tosis is saying, maybe not so. Maybe Shchita is different than Malika and Kmitza. So now I need my three limudim. I need my limud of Ola Ha'ola to teach me Lemitzvah. I need my limud of Hecha to teach me Shchita. And then I need Laila to teach me Malika and Kmitza.
No.
That's another thing to define.
No.